A neurodegenerative disease progressively kills neurons, resulting in the steady decline in the structure, activity and function of brain tissue. Dementia, it's an umbrella term which is used to describe the symptoms that result in the significant loss of higher mental functioning, such as memory capacity, which is severe enough to interfere with social or occupational functioning. Dementia occurs gradually, but it's not a natural part of the aging process. Symptoms are typically irreversible. The most common form of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, which is the fourth most common cause of death in Australia and mainly occurs in old age. It's a progressive and largely incurable disorder that impairs memory and other cognitive functions. In terms of a neural explanation for Alzheimer's disease, there's gradual degeneration of the brain's neurons. Brain tissue shrinks and eventually dies. We get a presence of amyloid plaque, which is a toxic protein which forms on axon terminals, which literally kills brain cells and can lead to a build-up of neurofibrillary tangles, which is proteins with neurons. We get damaged connections between neurons. Importantly, reduced levels of acetylcholine, which is a key neurotransmitter involved in memory. In terms of the areas of the brain affected, it starts in the hippocampus and other areas of the temporal lobe. It spreads to the prefrontal area of the frontal lobe and then to other areas of the brain. In terms of the symptoms, of course, we get memory loss, forgetfulness, confusion, difficulty paying attention. Victims can become disoriented. And then we get a decline in other types of cognitive functioning, e.g. facial and object recognition. As it progresses, personality and temperament alterations occur. And in its most advanced form, it can affect the victim's ability to walk, talk, control their bladder, etc. In terms of the type of memory affected, declarative memories are the first to go, particularly episodic, and then we get the semantic memories. And then it becomes severe enough in its advanced stages that the procedural memory will eventually go. A severe decline in functioning of this short-term memory and working memory will eventually occur, which affects the sufferer's ability to store new memories and learn new tasks. Victims will have difficulty with recall first, and then later on with recognition, particularly of familiar people.